Right now, it's time for the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me Bluff the Listener game. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play our game in the air. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Aaron Holmgren from St. Olaf College in Minnesota.
Hey, St. Olaf College. Where's St. Olaf now?
In Northfield.
Oh, yeah, Northfield. There's a remarkable community there, Northfield. Carleton College is down there, right?
Oh, yeah.
Well, for heaven's sake.
We have some fans. We have some graduates. Well, welcome to our show, Aaron. You are going to play the game in which you have to tell truth from fiction. What is the topic, Carl?
It's complicated.
Dating, as you know, stressful, sometimes humiliating experience with all the primping, the manscaping, the restraining orders. I'm sorry, did I say too much? Thanks to computers, though, it's gotten even worse. Our panelists are going to tell you three stories about modern technology messing with a single scene. Choose the true story. You'll win Carl's voice in your home answering machine. First up, let's hear from Paula Poundstone.
Unfortunately for some singles, the Google search has become a tool in the world of dating. Unflattering facts and photographs showing up on the internet are a modern-day reality, but not one likely to eliminate youthful indiscretion, which sets the stage for the success of Mr. Right Now, the company that alters your past and makes you quite a catch on the internet. For a fee, tech-savvy researchers skilled with Photoshop and Google search algorithms have literally transformed former juvenile delinquents into altar boys by doctoring damaging, caught red-handed security photos of a young lad lighting firecrackers. It never occurred to me that women would like it if I had played baseball with kids. And now that Mr. Right Now folks got their hands on that photo of me going after neighborhood kids on my front yard with a baseball bat, it appears that I have. The Mr. Right Now people work to place their clients' new information ahead of that of any old information that may come up on a search engine. It's not as unscrupulous as it sounds, claims company founder and president Gordon McKee. Is it really fair for a guy to be, in essence, blacklisted in the dating world by decade-old photographs of a barnyard fraternity prank, when with a little help from us, it could appear that he starred in a successful college production of Equus with really good sets?
Mr. Right Now, defeating those Google searches launched by prospective girlfriends. Your next story of connectivity compromising a love connection comes from PJ O'Rourke.
Technology and dating, it gets no worse than this. BlackBerry, to promote its new BlackBerry Pearl, has hired pretty actresses to hang out in bars and flirt. When a man gets interested, the actress pulls out her BlackBerry Pearl, invites the fellow to enter his phone number. She promises she'll call him, but she never calls him. The whole thing's just a scam to get the guy to fiddle around with the BlackBerry Pearl and decide that he wants one himself. And you know what's really cruel about this scam? I don't know how to put my phone number into a BlackBerry, arthritic old fingers, confusing little icons, tiny touchpad numbers. Yeah, the pretty girl, you know, she wasn't going to call me, but I never even had hope that she was going to call me. I didn't have any hope. You know, what kind of world do we live in?
That's just so sad.
I know. It's like, PJ, do we need to take a moment, or are you all right?
I'm all right. I'm all right.
Girls pretending to be interested in you, but they just want you to look at their new phone. Your last story of another technological wrinkle to love comes from Tom Baudet.
It seemed like such a good idea. Face it. Face recognition software bundled into a tiny little smartphone app linked to a network loaded with user reviews of the people you meet. Discreetly point your phone's camera lens down the bar at that sexy thing looking your way, and if he or she has dated someone in the network, you'll get instant reviews and recommendations. Psycho, in bold letters, might be a helpful tip before you send her that drink. Or he calls it Lil Mikey for a reason. Is information any girl can use. But then, like dating itself, things got weird. People started using it to seek revenge for broken hearts and rejections, said Faceit developer Maria Ogden. I thought it could be a trip advisor for lovers. You know, try the Kobe beef burgers. They're great. But it's turned into a fatal attraction with iPhones.
All right, let's review all your choices. From PJ O'Rourke, women manning the bars, if you will, just to entice you by pretending to flirt with you to try out their new BlackBerry Pearl smartphones. From Paula Poundstone, a service that will quickly redo your results of your Google search to hide your embarrassments. And from Tom Baudet, a program that gets instant reviews of any prospective date simply by pointing your iPhone right at them. Which of these is the real story of technological dating?
I'm just going to have to go with the BlackBerry one.
You are. Is that the one that seems most realistic to you?
I guess.
All right. Your choice is PJ's story. Well, we actually spoke to a reporter who covered this story.
The whole goal was just to get the BlackBerry into their hands, and entering their phone number into the BlackBerry was the easiest way to do that.
That was Jacob Osterhout, features reporter for the New York Daily News, who broke the story about BlackBerry's stealth marketing campaign. You got it right. Very well done. You earned a point for PJ O'Rourke, and you have won our prize. Carl Castle will record the greeting on your home answering machine. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you, Aaron.
Thank you so much for playing with us today.
See ya.
Bye-bye.
Give me your number and let me call sometime.